Research shows people from culturally diverse backgrounds are more likely to experience more healthcare-related harm than the general Australian population. While there's no specific reason for the discrepancy, steps are being taken to fix it. One remedy is to develop a network of multicultural patients who can work alongside clinicians to co-design culturally safe programs and policies. For more, here's our national medical reporter, Penny Timms.
A little bit of coriander. And this is shallots.
It's been more than a year since Thit Thieu has been able to invite members of her multicultural sister cancer support group inside her home south of Sydney. Today, she's made them a batch of her famous laksa for lunch.
Does anyone like two?
Yes, please.
Really hot one or not too
hot? Very hot ones.
Thit created the group after beating breast cancer, but feeling like patients from multicultural backgrounds needed better support to navigate the healthcare system and for clinicians to be more culturally aware.
Being a little Asian woman, there were a lot of unforeseen hurdles that I had to overcome. There is an assumption that someone that looks like me may not be able to speak English. I don't think that is right.
The Australian government has identified culturally and linguistically diverse patients, known as CALD, as a priority population for improvements to the healthcare system through a number of programs. Associate Professor Rima Harrison from Macquarie University says that's important because CALD patients are more likely to experience healthcare-related harm compared to the general population. It's prompted her to build a network of diverse health consumers like Thit to help co-design programs and policies with clinicians that can be implemented by health districts across Australia. The work focuses on diverse cancer patients.
So we're trying to improve the ability of people from CALD backgrounds and their health professionals to be able to have dialogue with each other about healthcare, make decisions together about what's happening, to identify problems that are recurring.
One of the most error-prone areas is medications, specifically the incorrect issuing of it and dosage errors. That's particularly concerning for cancer patients because the drugs involved are so potent.
They might be given medication that is for a different patient, you know, often the similar sounding names or names that are in different orders.
Mashrika Sawar is another health consumer involved in Associate Professor Harrison's program.
Some CALD patients are less likely to voice their concern if environment is not inclusive for them. Hopefully, implementation of this intervention will make big difference in the CALD cancer patient treatment safety.
She also fought off cancer but developed medication-induced liver disease during her treatment. Her condition would not have been as severe if it were caught earlier, but says she didn't know who to speak to about her deteriorating health. Now she's providing insights and advice to clinicians and health officials to prevent a similar thing from happening again. It's advice Associate Professor Harrison says is crucial for improving patient safety.
This is a piece of the puzzle that is hopefully going to show people it can be done.
Macquarie University's Associate Professor Rima Harrison ending Penny Timms' report there.